donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And, folks, do you ever feel that somebody's trying to control what you think? Trying to control what you can say? Trying to control all your rights? Well, take her away there, Johnny.
Russia became targeting Americans, and suppressing their First Amendment freedoms. When I've been talking about the First Amendment and the government threats to the First Amendment, and we just uncovered documents from the Department of Homeland Security and one of the worst new agencies out there called the Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. And CISA was developed in a panicked way after the 2016 election. Weak-minded folks in the Trump administration set it up in response to the fake allegations of Russia collusion by pretending the Russians actually had an impact on the election and that there was a serious threat. We needed to have this CISA operation to protect us against foreigners. The whole basis of it is a political overreaction to the war, to the Russia scandal. And sure enough, around 2020, they began working on suppressing content, not just about foreign interference or stopping foreign interference, allegedly, but stopping Americans from commenting. And there was this massive censorship infrastructure that CISA helped put together and was intimately involved in, targeting Americans. So Russia became targeting Americans, and suppressing their First Amendment freedoms. So we have a number of requests and lawsuits over CISA, including there was interesting information about threats to our electricity infrastructure. And tying it to domestic extremism and such. And we wanted to know what was going on over there at the Department of Homeland Security. And in response, they gave us these FOIA documents that showed that CISA was in investigating these alleged threats to our electric infrastructure, was basically just going through people's Twitter accounts and drawing conclusions or non-conclusions about their politics as it relates to this electrical infrastructure threat. I mean, that's the sum total of it. As a follow-up, this is one email we received at the end of December, from the end of December 2020. In light of both recent and upcoming events, there is a request for unclassified information from DHS CISA that can be shared with utility members in the U.S. and Canada on the following questions. So they were basically wanting the government to provide information to utility companies. Do you have any credible intelligence regarding threats or risks to the electricity industry in connection with 5G, including 5G conspiracy-related theories? So if you were asking questions about 5G, and I frankly don't know enough about 5G or the concerns about it to know what even those questions are, so I don't mean to denigrate the questions or avoid skepticism of the questions, since I don't know enough to conclude one way or the other whether they're legit or worth pursuing. But I do know, meaning asking questions about 5G and being labeled a conspiracy theorist, that sets off all the alarm bells that they are targeting Americans for data and intelligence collections based on their views on 5G. Do you think you should be able to express the view on 5G, whatever that view may be? And I don't even know what it might be. I don't know enough about the issue. I know a little bit about it, but not enough that I'm going to start talking about it in this forum. So it's targeting you, targeting Americans, commenting on 5G. You're the subject of intelligence operations by the U.S. government. That's wrong. And then they go through, and I'm not going to read the actual Twitter handles because I want to, because I think these people are probably innocent of any wrongdoing, seemingly, because otherwise they'd be convicted. They were engaged in like terrorist threats against electrical grid issues, But they're going through and going through people's Twitter's threads and reading and trying to figure out what their politics are based on their commentary on the electrical grid threats. Not good. Not good at all. So it's very interesting to see what the government's up to on your dime. They're spying on you. I mean, the left complains about domestic spying, and it's happening in a mass way. And, of course, the right does, too, to a certain extent. We all should be concerned about domestic spying that is unlawful. I mean, we're not talking about people who have, there's reason to believe, are acting as a spy and should be subject to law enforcement scrutiny. We're just talking about American social media posts. It shouldn't generate intelligence gathering, typically. I mean, you shouldn't be subject to intelligence analysis by the Department of Homeland Security if you comment on 5G. And that's what these documents show was actually happening. These documents show how the deep state CISA troll agency trolls social media to snoop on Americans. For sharing First Amendment protected content. So again, this is again kind of the results of Judicial Watch's heavy lifting. Asking under FOIA, being patient, in this case we didn't have to sue, we got some documents, exposing government misconduct, or what I believe to be government misconduct. You can draw your own conclusions. You can go look at the documents. They're all up on our internet site. It's only five or so pages. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.
Alrighty, we're back. You know, it's an interesting thing. He was mentioning, or we mentioned spies. John, FBI arrests former deputy chief of staff for New York Governor Kathy Hochul for acting as an agent of the Chinese Communist government. Now, remember, Feinstein had a driver that was there for 25 years, was a Chinese spy. The whole Biden crime cartel was on the Chinese Communist Party payroll, okay? You had that one congressman, I can't remember his name, who slept with Fang Fang, who was a Chinese Communist spy, right? You know, in other words, anything she needed to know. And, of course, you had Hunter Biden out there taking pictures of 13-year-old topless Chinese girls with him, and then he had his Chinese girlfriends too. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know what to think about all this. I mean, it's crazy.
It's so double standard with everything. It's just
it's all part of the complete meltdown of the, in particular, the Democrat Party. All of them that you mentioned, there were Democrats, Mr. Ernie, and they, every which way, they, money. I mean, money's the root of all evil, and they can be bought. They all could be bought, Mr. Ernie. So it's a sellout of the country. They hate America, and they will sell us out because they hate us.
Well, you know,
they actually hate America. They do. They hate everything about us.
Well, no. Where do they think they're going to go when they've destroyed America? Where do they think it's going to be for to have them get what they want in some other country or whatever they've made America? They're not going to get what they want.
Well, they think that they're going to destroy everything in America and then build up a communist utopia here. That's what they think.
Mm. Well, you know, the point of it is, see, they have to live here. There's a civil war. They're here, too. I'm always amazed about when they riot in the cities and they burn down the cities where they live. Mm. They burn down their own homes. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But now, here, they've brought back Russia, 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 okay? Again, here you got Merrick Garland now coming back, and he sat there with Chris Wray. Chris Wray had that look on his face like, boy, you know, as Garland was talking, boy, is this guy full of it, you know? And here, you know, we've seen both Chris Wray and Merrick Garland lie to Congress under oath time and time again, over and over. But here now, they're starting this whole Russia, Russia, Russia scam again. The whole hoax is back. And it's an interesting thing because now Putin is playing with Kamalik. Because they're saying that Putin is trying to help Trump get reelected, that Putin is interfering with the elections, okay? But here's what Putin said. Russian President Vladimir Putin has revealed his support for Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election while speaking of an economic forum in Vladivostok. Putin said that backing Kamala Harris that he is backing Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election and cited her infectious laugh. Well, there's something infectious about her, all right. As a reason to prefer her over Trump. But Putin stated Biden was our favorite, but he dropped out of the race. He recommended that all his supporters support Harris, so we will too. Now you know what he's doing. He's pulling her chain. He's playing with Harris there. He's having some fun. But let me ask you a question, John. Who was it that sold the Russians 25% in, what was the thing?
Uranium.
Pardon?
Yeah, that was
25% of our nuclear uranium. Uranium One, right?
Yeah, that was Hillary.
And who was involved with that? There was somebody else in on the deal. It was Obama. It was Obama. Okay, so here, who was it again? Now, by the way, if you know, we happen to know that the Chinese and the Iranians have been trying to undermine Trump. They've been supporting Biden big time, but they've been trying to undermine Trump. Now, we know that Russia is hand in hand with the Chinese and the Iranians, right? So why would Russia want to support Trump? They know Trump is decisive. They know what he's done already, okay? Kamala, could it possibly be that maybe Putin thinks that, you know, Trump, if you know the enemies, he's an enemy that you know, you can negotiate. He doesn't want a war. But could it possibly be that they think, well, this Kamala is a loose cannon? She's an absolute loose cannon. What do you think?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, because as you know, when you go back in time, they have big plans going back into the 1990s of defeating Russia and carving it up. I'm talking about the New World Order. They've said it openly. And I'm trying to think who said it. It wasn't Kissinger, but someone wrote an essay about using that the West and the Americans would never take the casualties to take Russia on, but the Ukrainians would. And they wrote in the 1990s about fronting a war with giving Ukraine all the high tech it needed, exactly what's happening now, exactly was written in the 1990s. So the thing is, Kamala would, right now, Ukraine has invaded Russia, and they were about to give the Russians even higher tech with the F-15s and long-range cruise missiles and all deep into Russia, they want a war with Russia. They've written about it going back into the 1990s. So, but Trump doesn't. Trump doesn't want. We don't have a dog in this fight, Mr. Ernie. But they want to protect Ukraine from Russia, the Russian monster and all, when they did everything they could to provoke Russia. Now, Putin really attacked Ukraine for no real reason at that time. That's where he was wrong. But Trump wants to defuse it because there's always the potential with Russia of nuclear weapons, Bastard. They have a third world army now. When you look at it, their high tech is awful. Their tanks, their armor, everything is awful. The Ukrainians are using Western, NATO, and American high tech, and they're really doing a job on the Russians. But they've got the nuclear weapons. So if Russia says, hey, we're going to lose, that's all there is to it, and we're going to take the U.S. and NATO down with us, well, that's a pyrrhic victory. If we defeat Russia and we've been nuked, we lose too, Pastor Ernie.
Well, I mean, the Russians have...
Avoid that.
Yeah, they have tactical nuclear weapons, right? I mean, they have...
Both. Tactical and strategic.
And they have, but I mean, you know, being... They wouldn't want to use tactical right on their border, not with Ukraine, right on their border. But you can have those nuclear bombs right now. And I was just thinking of the, what is it, the bomb that just destroys people and not property?
Neutron bomb.
Neutron bomb. Those neutron bombs... You can make one that just will take out a small city. It's just, yep. That they can really limit it, okay?
But what it destroys is it destroys, like, all flesh.
Well, it destroys your soft organs, yep. like your eyes and your tongue and that. And we see that prophesied over there in Zechariah chapter 14. He talks about that at the end when the war.
The Lord returns, and he's standing on the Mount of Olives, manifesting his glory, best irony.
Yeah.
That's...
But he comes back, that's when the world is at war with each other, but they're using these neutron bombs or something that does the same thing as the neutron bombs, where it says that men will be standing and their tongues and their eyes will melt right out of their sockets while they're standing on their feet. And that's exactly what the neutron bomb does. It's kind of like pouring salt on a snail, you know. It just dissolves them. So, anyhow, election interference. DOJ chief caught admitting undercover footage that Trump indictments are politically motivated. Well, guess what? We kind of knew that, right? What these courts are doing with this Judge Chunkin and all of them doing is election interference. It's election interference. Mm-hmm. Exposes plot to make Trump a convicted felon and affect his candidacy. The real threat to America's future isn't coming from Moscow. It's coming from Washington, D.C. Well, we all knew that, right? In a bombshell video released by Louder with Crowder's Mug Club undercover unit, new footage reveals an explosive admission from a senior Justice Department official suggesting that the ongoing legal battles faced by former President Donald Trump are a part of a politically motivated campaign orchestrated by the Deep State. Surprise, surprise. The undercover video appears to show Nicholas Bice, chief of the public affairs for the U.S. Department of Justice in Southern District of New York, admitting that the slew of criminal charges against Trump is part of a larger political maneuver designed to derail his presidency candidacy and to make him a convicted felon. Well, I guess we all knew that too, didn't we?
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, and look how it's being thwarted, Pastor Ernie. All those cases against Trump, I mean... They're going to fall. They're not going. It's amazing, like the Supreme Court making that decision there really hamstrings everything the Justice Department is trying to do to get Trump. And they even they even made a ruling about that Jack Smith, that it was illegal, unconstitutional, appointing him as a special prosecutor.
Right. Judge Thompson, Judge Thomas, he came out and...
Judge Thomas,
yeah. Yeah, I read that. I read the... But also the Florida judge...
she's the one that ruled.
Yeah.
And she basically followed Thomas's instructions there in his opinion.
So it doesn't... So even though the high court says you are not qualified, you're not illegitimate, you have no authority, they said, well, we don't care what the Supreme Court says.
Exactly.
We're going to go ahead and... Huh?
Yes. Exactly, Pastor Ernie. And I mentioned that earlier, where Jack Smith has been... The judge ruled that he's illegal. His position's illegal. And he withdrew the indictment. And even though she had ruled his position was illegal, he introduced another one as the special prosecutor who she's already judged was it was illegal under the Constitution for him to be appointed. And there was no problem. They ignored what she said.
Yeah, well, this last one, they took all the teeth out of it. In other words, they had to go back and all of these things where they talked about Trump's executive privilege. And what happened was, what they tried to do is they tried to say, okay, we're going to drop this charge, but we're still going to go after him on this and this because we don't think that would apply in this case.
Yeah, what they did was they rewrote the indictment. Everything's the same. But they said that what he did on January 6th was not under the color of the law. He was doing it as a private citizen, and therefore the ruling by the judge does not fit it.
What he did was what a president is supposed to do. He saw what we all saw. We saw, and he saw about a million of his constituents out there who understood what he understood. They understood that the election was stolen. And, Trump was doing his job. It seems like he was the only one doing his job. And here, and, you know, Mike Pence certainly did not do his job.
Well, I'm glad he's disappeared, Pastor Ernie. I don't hear or see anything of him, which is fine with me.
Well,
I want to share this with you quickly. Yesterday or today, Liz Cheney came out and endorsed Harris.
Yeah, I know.
Now, her father, Dick Cheney, today, he just before the show, I think, he came out and said he's going to vote for Harris. That's the New World Order. Cheney and Bush, they were fronts for the New World Order.
Yeah, I know.
Getting us in the Iraqi war,
yes.
So and George Bush Jr. there getting up and saying he saw the documents about Saddam Hussein had all of these weapons of mass destruction and all, and there were none. But here, listen to this. This is Dick Cheney. Earlier today, in our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who was as great a threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him, he said in a statement. As a citizen, we each have a duty to put our country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Johnny, that clip we have, okay, about Liz Cheney, go ahead and play that.
Well, I think she's a candidate for prison, Pastor Ernie, when President Trump is reelected. That whole committee that she used, all fraud. It was completely fraudulent.
We're going to, this is J.D. Vance. Go ahead and play that.
Big endorsement. Liz Cheney endorsed Kamala Harris.
Oh, no.
And it's so interesting, isn't it, that every failed warmonger in the established D.C., let's just say, machine is behind Kamala Harris, that the peacemakers are behind Trump and Vance. Blessed are the peacemakers, is what the right. scriptures say. Your thoughts, J.D.?
Well, maybe the best thing, not the very best thing, but a very good thing that I could say about the next presidency of Donald J. Trump is that he's going to make sure that people like Liz Cheney are laughed out of the Oval Office instead of rewarded, because this is a person whose entire career has been about sending other people's children off to fight and die for her military conflicts and her ridiculous ideas that somehow we were going to turn Afghanistan, a country that doesn't even have running water in a lot of places, into a thriving liberal democracy. And for that, Liz Cheney was willing to kill thousands of your children. Liz Cheney, you know what? I think it's the best thing in the world that she's supporting Kamala Harris. You are right. Blessed are the peacemakers. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney make very, very interesting partners. They get rich when America's sons and daughters go off to die. They get rich when America loses wars instead of winning wars. And they get rich when America gets weaker in the world. We want American strength, American security, and most importantly, peace. Let's bring peace back to the world. And Donald Trump is the candidate to do it.
I want to emphasize foreign policy here. We have a question here from John, who's using the Turning Point Action app to ask the question. He says,
"All righty, we're back. The military-industrial complex. Now think about this. You know, you talk about Liz Cheney. Also, who else is highly invested in all of that thing? Well, who's the fellow who's the Republican Speaker of the Senate?"
Mitch McConnell.
Absolutely. There's another one there.
His wife is Chinese.
Yeah.
And she's married to one of the biggest Chinese shipping magnates. And he passed legislation that would directly benefit this shipping magnate from China. And he got millions and millions and millions of dollars from American laws, you know, for that was set up that he could make this money. And then later he gave a gift to his wife, who was McConnell's husband, of $30 million, Pastor.
Well, think about the military-industrial complex. Who was it? Los Alamos, New Mexico? Who was it that advanced the Chinese Communist Party 25 years by giving them military secrets? There was a guy named Bill Clinton. And who has a...
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you're right.
They advanced him on all our technology. In fact, they let him go home with their computer hard drives. Mm-hmm. What about when it came to the... John Kerry is another one. This is these people are making. Oh, by the way, the ones that had large amounts of money invested in the Ukraine. Remember, John, when they were going to send all these arms and all this money, the first shipload in the Ukraine. Remember, we told you, folks, watch what happens. Most of that, those arms are going to go right in the black market, right in the black market, mm-hmm. Ukraine. And they had all of the weapons dealers world in the world standing by. And so our taxpayers paid for tons of weapons that went to weapons dealers out there to sell them to whoever, okay? There's just that entire Democratic Communist Party is completely and totally corrupted, okay? But you're right when it comes to the Bushes and the Cheneys.
I'm sure you remember this, Pastor Ernie. You remember George Bush Sr., and he gave that speech, and he was talking about the 1,000 lights.
Oh, yeah. 1,000 points of light.
1,000 points of light. That's all that New World Order talk. That's directly out of the New World Order.
I know. Hang tight. We're going to be back right after this.
Big John. Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion. He knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John.
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance. He sure did it good, Baptist John.
Big John.
Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
All right, there you go. With that song, we have a three John night here. We got Johnny on the board and Big Baptist John down there in Texas. Heritage Club of Northeast Ohio's 4th Annual Judeo-Christian Patriot Rally 2024 events, and that starts tomorrow, and that's going to be held there in Painesville in the Veterans Park in Painesville. And I'll be there, Lord's willing. I'll be there, and I'll one of many speakers. They have a lot of speakers there. So come on out, folks. That's tomorrow. Starts at 11, goes to 4. And you have, like I said, a number of politicians, local pastors, judges. So it's a patriotic, Judeo-Christian patriotic rally. We got to take America back. We just have to. It's an interesting thing, too. I wanted to say real fast before I go, I will be, Lord's willing, I'll be preaching on having knowledge of the uncrowd folks, and it's an amazing thing. We talked about, you've got the good, I've never preached on this before, but it's very interesting. You got the good'uns and the bad'uns.
All right.
We're going to be taking a good look at from God's Word, the Bible.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you who thinks that they're bad'uns, and that is Tampon Timmy's family. Huh. His brother and that, they're voting for Trump. And there was a picture of the whole family, and that his brother, I'm looking here. Jeff Waltz, the brother of Communist Party vice presidential candidate Timmy Tampon Tim, known Waltz, has been making big waves on social media after previous Facebook posts have resurfaced, showcasing Jeff's critical view of his brother's extreme left-wing ideologies. In other words, he's saying, we know this guy, and you don't want to vote for him. Haven't spoke to him in 8 years. I'm 100% opposed to all his ideology, Jeff Walsh stated on Facebook comment. My family wasn't given any notice that he was selected and denied security these days after. Jeff's comment got hundreds of likes, as well as people urging him to endorse GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. He responded in those comments saying, I've thought hard about doing something like that. I'm torn between that and just keeping my family out of it. And there you go, folks. It's very interesting. There's a picture of the whole family. It looks like they were wearing mega T-shirts. I don't know. And so there you go. Okay, here we got to find out about this. Now, Hunter was convicted of all eight accounts of, he pleaded guilty to all eight accounts. Now, that's jail time. He's facing jail time, prison time. But now, Joe Biden, his daddy, said he's not going to pardon him before. What do you guys think? Is he going to pardon him? I think he's going to pardon him, right?
I do, too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Listen, if you were Hunter, and, here's an article here. Hunter Biden is another victim of Joe's greed. The phony trial starts now, okay? Make no mistake, Hunter Biden played a huge role in the Biden crime family, but it is clear to me that Joe Biden exploited Hunter's weakness, idiocy, and drug addiction. Now Hunter's tax evasion trial gets underway, and the question is, will the Department of Justice cover for Joe and go easy on Hunter? Of course they were going to do that, but he wasn't surprised them all. Hunter did not want a trial. Why do you think Hunter did not want a trial, John?
Well, because, Pastor Ernie, a lot is going to come out public and in evidence that they don't want. They can't afford it, Pastor Ernie. It's too damaging.
That's so exactly why.
Me, that's the reason why they want to hide. It's just too damaging.
So now, do you think Hunter would plead guilty knowing he's facing even, four or five years in prison, even that, without guarantee that Daddy was going to pardon him?
I can't see how he... What has Biden got to lose by pardoning him, Pastor Ernie?
Right. Well, I mean, he's got nothing, but he's already come out and said he will not pardon him. And of course...
That's what he said, but... I never thought for a second if he was going to get jail time that Biden wouldn't pardon him.
Because if Biden doesn't pardon him, Hunter could sing like a bird, huh?
Well, especially if Trump's elected.
Yeah. And so...
Yeah, there's no way he's going to go to jail. I mean, if it has to be on the last day in January, Biden will pardon him.
Well, we'll see what happens. I got a feeling he'll probably do it. I got a feeling he has to do it while he's still capable, right?
Yeah, he's really slipping fast. I mean, big time fast. His mental faculties.
Well, you know, we've been seeing something happening lately. A lot of the Democrats are jumping ship.
That's true, Pastor Ernie. One in California just did today.
Was that Gloria Romero?
It was a woman, and she had been a longtime Democrat, and she said she was getting out for her.
I said goodbye. Adios. I've had enough. I am now another near lifelong Democrat who is joining the growing number of people, including key groups like Latinos, who are leaving the Democratic Party, Gloria Romero said at the state capitol. Perhaps my biggest disconnect with my old party has been over school choice, education, freedom, and the right to have quality schools for all, Romero said during a press conference, especially for poor and minority children. She did this, actually, on Wednesday. I think another one came out today.
Yes. She's from California, too.
Yeah. And so, but you're not seeing that. You're not seeing any of that at NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
Oh, no. Never.
I don't know. When do you think that they realize how bad they're losing credibility?
Well, it's Pastor Ernie, it's only the hardcore that really watch them.
Yeah.
They've lost the younger generation, CNN and that. The younger generation, you know, they're on their cell phones and they found their own sources. And, you know, they'll go to people like Joe Rogan. He's got a huge following there with the young.
All righty. Walter.
Did you notice, Pastor Ernie, that Trump was going on to a lot of, or he has gone on a lot of podcasts?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
There were none that I was familiar with, but they say that, you know, I don't want to exaggerate the numbers, but this podcast had like 15 million followers. Huge, huge.
Wow.
So that was his way of reaching the young. These were podcasts that reached the young. So he went on these podcasts because that was a way to reach them, that's where they are. They're not watching CNN and MSNBC and all of that. That's dying out. I mean, only the hardcore, hard leftists watch them. But the younger generation has their podcasts that they watch. And Trump strategically, I don't know how many he went on, there were several, but that was very important because he was reaching the new generation with them.
Amen. Thank God. And we need young people. And there's also a move of people of color who are finally, African-Americans, who are finally waking up that the Democratic Party or the Democratic plantation is not what it really is said it's been for us as a people.
Yeah, I got to ask you about something, though, Walter, about this people of color now. If you're of color, what does that leave? I mean, look at Richard there. Is Richard colorless? Okay.
Now, well, I look like a ghost.
Okay. So there you go.
Amen.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to put that in my message. You got the colored and the uncolored.
Amen.
All right.
We're all multicolored.
That's right. That's right. Diversity.
Yeah.
Diversity of color.
Wayne Roach says, here's what he says. He says, no tax on Social Security is how President Trump wins the senior vote. No tax on overtime is how Trump wins the workers of America. And here's how Trump wins the youth vote. The commentary, he says, winning presidential elections about addition and subtraction. President Trump needs to build a winning coalition on his election too big to rig. Yeah, that's what that's his thing. Too big to rig. He has MAGA now, so he needs record numbers of other voters. Yesterday, I laid up my recommendation for some creative ideas to add millions of new voters to the Trump coalition. President Trump has no tax on tips. Yeah, you notice Kamala, all of a sudden, she's come up with this idea, you know. You know, it worked pretty well for Trump. Let's just use his, you know, tax filler formula.
Right.
And Trump says, she's trying to steal my, you know, all my proposals. Okay. And then it goes on, and no tax on Social Security for seniors. Those two ideas give Trump a huge edge with 10 plus million service employees and 60 million seniors. Mm. I recommended making them retroactive. Boy, that would really do it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we have to consider is, you know, when it comes to election fraud, the Democrats are election fraud when Elvis was to rock and roll and Muhammad Ali to boxing, right? Mm.
Yes.
They know about how to steal an election. They've had a lot of practice lately, haven't they?
Sure have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what kind of here's something else, too. I don't know if you know that. There's this group that opposes pollsters. It's a very conservative pollster group. They're very large, but they're very conservative, and I can't think of their name right now, but they were speaking out. It was a program tonight on the internet. I was listening to them, and they were showing you how NBC, ABC, CBS, all of these phony polls, they're taking these polls, and they take them in areas where they're going to get the desired results to show Kamala ahead of Trump. Hmm. And they took and they showed you how, in reality, Trump is 5 points ahead of her.
Wow.
On a nationwide scale, in the reality. And so, of course, it's hard to believe anything from NBC, ABC, CBS, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, we got to very quickly, we've got to let the folks know about you're invited to Founders Salute September 14th, 2024. At Villa Moreno Event Center in Columbus, Ohio, at 1630 at Schrock Road. Doors open at 5 p.m. Event activities and dinner at 6 p.m. Business casual attire. Tickets are $75. And you go to Right to Life of Ohio, RTLAOhio.org, RTLA, and that's our website.
Amen. Or you can call me or text me at 330-309-2900, 330-309-2900. You can get my book, Why I'm a Black Pro-Life Pastor. But are you going to be at this event on the 14th, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I'm going to be there meeting and greeting folks. So come on out and see me.
Amen.
All right, amen. Very good. Well, John, how much time do I have, Johnny? John, you've got 6 minutes. Can you do her?
Is that me, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, that's you.
Well, you had so many Johns there. I thought there was someone else, maybe. Oh. Or... sure, we'll give it a try. Amen.
Amen.
Well, first thing we're going to do is pray for America, and President Trump in particular. So, Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you how you protected President Trump.
Yes.
You protected him through the legal system, Lord. All of those phony indictments and all, they boomeranged. And the whole system was against him, but you got him through it.
Yes.
So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. And then, Lord, that assassin's bullet, if it was off just a little bit, the timing, it would have taken the back of his skull off, Lord, and killed him instantly. But precisely at the everything needed to be precise, it happened. It could only be you, Lord. So we thank you. And Lord, it seems the way things are going that you are going to put him in office. And we thank you for that, that Kamala will not be over us, Lord, because it would be like Jezebel. It would be, Lord, not that we don't deserve it, how sinful of a nation, but we've been repenting before you, crying out to you for mercy, crying out for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that next year is going to be a big year with you and a mighty, mighty move of your Spirit in America, Lord. The answer is not political. Political is just part of the solution. The answer is a move of the Holy Spirit through the land, Lord.
Amen.
That's the key to this. A mighty move of the Holy Spirit. That's what gives us the change. That's what beats back hell. And we then apply politics to it. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. And whatever else, Lord, they haven't given up. They haven't given up. So we pray that you'll thwart any more of their plan to disrupt this election, to maybe nullify it, or when he wins, to go to, he can't be approved by the Senate. All of that, you'll get through, Lord, because you want him in office.
Yes.
So we praise you and thank you. And now, Lord, we want all our listeners to have assurance of eternal life.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ. It being conservative isn't enough. Being conservative lines up a lot with God's word.
Yes.
But it takes a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is how we have eternal life. That we recognize that for God so loved the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's believing in him, and that belief means that you believe he's the only sinless, only begotten Son of God that died on the cross, and when he died on the cross, he took your sin, the penalty for your sin on the cross. And then while there was a trade made, and God imparted Christ's righteousness in us, that's how we get to heaven. That's how we get to eternal life. It's not good works. That'll never pay the penalty for sin. What pays the penalty for sin? The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The penalty for sin can only be paid by the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. That is it. There is nothing that you can do to pay the penalty for your own sin except face God in judgment because you don't have Christ's righteousness in you. So that's the foundation. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the
Lord
shall be saved. So tonight, if you will confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross as the only begotten Son of God for your sin, and his righteousness was imparted in you, you will be saved and have eternal life for eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, thanks, John, for the invitation. Folks, I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. Again, Walter, one quick time.
Yes, 330-309-2900. You can text me if you want to come to this event on September 14th in Columbus to celebrate. It's our founder salute. Or contact us at rtlaohio.org, rtlaohio.org. God bless you all. Thank you, Pastor Ernie and team.
All right, it's going to be a big banquet, and we're going to have a good time. But, folks, what we're going to do is raise money to fight against the Antichrist system. And so we're at that point that we get to here every night where we say thank you for being here with us tonight and all your support.
Amen.
And we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless you.
And then we want to say always. You ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.